Okay, so this is our first shir of the second sugya. It's all about bedikas chametz. So this is really the opening topic of, you know, of Masechta. If you're going, I'll say there, Hadaf. But hopefully you'll appreciate as we go through the sugya why we started with the Hagdama of the nature of Vayir Abayimatze. And we'll quickly see in this sugya and other sugya and the other sugyas we do that really the having a proper understanding of the nature of Vayir Abayimatze and the different approaches within that sugya is going to, you know, have a serious impact on a lot of these, a lot of the other sugyas, such as Bedikas Chametz. So let's get started by opening, by reading the opening line in the Mishnah. Benny, would you mind? Daf Beis, opening line of the Mishnah, which records the chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz. All right, Daf Beis Aleph. Or
the Arba Asar, or Haner.
Right, so Orla Ba'asar, which is basically, what does that mean? Right, Leil Yedalin, right? The night of Erev Pesach. So you do Bedika L'Or Haner. What does that mean?
By the light of candlelight.
Exactly, candlelight. Nice romantic. Yeah?
Call Makom She'ein Machsikhen Bel Chamed. Any place that you would not bring Chamed, Ein Sarach Bedika.
Okay, right. That's a very important qualification that the chiyuv, right, the chovas bedika is limited to mekomos, to areas in your house where you generally bring bring chametz. That's going to be important, and we'll get back to that. Oh. So here you have, right, the chiyuv of bedikas chametz recorded in the opening Mishnah, and the classic way, right, the classic question to ask when it comes to the sugya is, right, what's the purpose of bedikas chametz? All right, a lot of the Rishonim give various answers in terms of what exactly is the tam, what's the reason behind this takana or this din of bedikas chametz. But the focus that we're going to really take on this in this sugya is really the most fundamental question within the sugya is the question of whether bedikas chametz neutralizes Vayir Abayimatze. Again, one more time, whether the performance of bedikas chametz alone, without bittul, whether bedikas chametz alone is able to obviate, able to circumvent, able to neutralize, whatever word you want to use, the lavin of Vayir Abayimatze. That is the fundamental question in the sugya, and when we're looking to the various Rishonim and their discussion of the ta'am, of the reason behind bedika, we're going to be focused on this question of whether they think that bedika alone can neutralize Vayir Abayimatze. If I were to ask you right off the bat, what would be the reason why bedika wouldn't be able, Ziv, right? If I were to ask you, right, what's the reason why bedika wouldn't be able to neutralize Vayir Abayimatze?
Because it's not going to find everything.
Oh, right? The big loophole associated with bedika is that there's a likely, or at least a distinct possibility that you won't find all the chametz. So the big question is, can bedikas chametz neutralize Vayir Abayimatze, given the distinct possibility that you might very well leave over chametz in your rishus? And the question is, will that possibility, that loophole, that possibility that bedika is not going to find all the chametz, will that prevent bedika alone from neutralizing the lavin of Vayir Abayimatze? That is the core question they're going to discuss, and we're going to have to analyze. So just to keep everything organized, what we're going to do tonight is go through the different Rishonim, try to document the Rishonim who hold that bedika is not able to neutralize Vayir Abayimatze, document the Rishonim who say that it is able to neutralize Vayir Abayimatze, and then in further shiurim we got to really deal with the more fundamental question, which is, right, the Rishonim who say that it doesn't neutralize Vayir Abayimatze, that's easier to understand, right? It doesn't neutralize Vayir Abayimatze because of the possibility that it doesn't catch all the chametz. You're going to violate Vayir Abayimatze on the chametz that the bedika didn't catch. The real Yesod HaStik question is going to be, how do you justify the Rishonim who say that bedika alone can neutralize Vayir Abayimatze? What do you mean? How can it neutralize Vayir Abayimatze if it has this possibility of leaving chametz over? Okay, that's going to be the broad, you know, issue of the sugya. Again, right now I like to go through different Rishonim and try to figure out what their perspective is on this question of whether bedika is able to neutralize Vayir Abayimatze. Okay, so we're going to start with the group of, right, we'll say the more intuitive approach of Rishonim, the group of Rishonim who hold that bedika is not able to neutralize Vayir Abayimatze. So the first Rishon, I think, in this category is the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz. If anybody has the Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Beis, just turn to that. You might be wondering why I'm skipping over Tosos, and you'll see why. Because I think Tosos is not so clear. But we'll get back to that. So with Tosos Beinu Peretz, again, anyone have it in their kovitz? Over the back of those vodka, better. See, do you have it?
No.
Yoni, would you mind reading for us? You don't have it? Anybody? Feels it? No? Anybody raise your hands if you have it? You got it? Okay. All right. Yeah, so if you don't mind, starting Diro Ma'atzchil, the paragraph for Rabbeinu Yechiel Pirish Hachi. So again, just the part that we're skipping is basically first he quotes Rashi, which we'll get back to, who says that Bedika is to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh. Tosa is going to ask the question, right? If you already have Bittel to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh, so then why do you need, what's the role of Bedika? So Rabbeinu Yechiel is going to have his parish, and let's pay careful attention to his Lashonos. Go for it, Aryeh.
So the reason why we need bedikah with the bittel, because in the raisa, really you need bittel to be so that you won't be overrun by yourself.
Okay, right. Important line number one. Right. Already over here, this Rabbeinu Yechiel implies that only. Right, when his line says "Dmidaraisa tzarech bittel kedei shelo yaver b'bayira," right, the implication is that bittel is going to be needed in order to neutralize b'yira b'matzei. Right, the implication is that bittel and only bittel can neutralize b'yira b'matzei. That's already from there. That's going to become even clearer in a couple of lines. So therefore, what's the need for bittika?
So maybe you'll forget to do bittel because it doesn't involve action or
anything. Exactly, right. Kim Dibor, it's just...
Kim Dibor, it's just...
It's just a statement.
Yeah, saying something. It's true, Chum last to Dibor, the Isbat Zerfa, Chum, prior to Dibor, which requires action. We talk about Chia Zafra last to bittel, the Raisa, the Lodi Abra Bayra. So you'll never do the bittel, which is the Raisa, and you won't be over Bayra.
Okay, very important line number two, right? So this Rabbeinu Yechiel says, right, we require you to do the bedika, but when you do the bedika first, the only value it has is as a trigger, as a reminder to then do bittel, whereby then the bittel is going to neutralize the bayar b'mate. Again, mitoch kach, yizachor lasas bittel da'araisa v'lo yavar b'bayara. Implication being, again, the second line where the Rabbeinu Yechiel implies is that the only method which can neutralize Bayer Bayi Matzeh is Bittel. All Bedika is a reminder, a trigger to perform Bittel, but again, Bedika alone cannot neutralize Bayer Bayi Matzeh, only Bittel can.
Yeah. It seems that Rabbeinu Peretz is equating the mitzvah of Tashbisu with not being overrun by your bayi matzeh.
Ooh, where does he say that? Where does he ever say right, Tashbisu?
He says that bittel is the key of Tashbisu.
Oh, right? Where does he say that?
You just said that,
Right, very, very important in the sugya to differentiate between a neutralization of Bayer Bayi Matzeh and the Kiyam of Tashbisu.
Why would Bittel be a Torah the way to not be overrun by Bayer Bayi Matzeh? The Torah never says Bittel. Unless you say Tashbisu. It is Bittel.
Okay, so Bittel is going to be our next sugya. In short, there are two perspectives on Bittel. One is that it works midin hefker, which basically renders the chametz ownerless, with the assumption that you're don't violate Bayer Bayi Matzeh and Chametz, it doesn't belong to you.
Yeah.
Or Bittel works to make it into Afar, which basically says it's no longer Chametz anymore.
Right, but I'm saying either way...
Either way, it neutralizes Bayer Bayi Matzeh.
Right, either way, it effectively neutralizes Bayer Bayi Matzeh, but it's not like this is the D1 D'oraisa method for not being over Bayer Bayi Matzeh. Bayer Bayi Matzeh is a separate thing.
Look, again, well, that's what we're saying. According to Rabbeinu Yechiel, the only way to neutralize
Bayer... Why would that be? It makes no sense.
What doesn't make sense?
Okay, so there's a means to make sure you don't have chametz in your shoes, but we see no indication from the Torah that that's connected to Bayer.
And there are a lot of lavin in the Torah where the Torah doesn't tell you how to obviate those lavin.
Right. So
all the Torah says is there's a lav, and you just have to ensure that you don't violate.
Right. So where is he getting it from that the only way to do that is to do?
Well, it comes from the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says midaraisa b'vitol ba'amas sagile.
Sagile. That's a means of doing it.
Correct. And according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, not only is it a means, but it's the only means.
But I don't see the logic in
The logic? What exactly are you asking?
I'm saying, what svara does he have that would be the only effective means of making sure it's not in your Yerushus?
Well, the svara is that's the only one that works. The other option of bedika doesn't work.
You're getting it out of your Yerushus, like, the whole point is you're not having...
But the point is that bedika is a loophole that you won't necessarily get everything out of your Yerushus. That's the point.
Okay, but you could still do a thorough bedika and get all your chametz out.
No, that's the whole point. Is that no matter what you do, you can ensure that you're going to find everything. That's the point. And therefore, if you want to ensure that there's nothing in your rishus, the only way to do it is bittul. Yeah.
I think a little bit of a svara. I could just easily say that.
What is a shir?
To say that the only reason that we have bedika is to ensure that, because it's a whole tirchah, then all will for sure remember pure. I think I could just as easily say, oh, we have this whole tirchah bedika in the whole minutes of the whole thing. I'm going to forget to do bittul.
Oh, you're just saying technically you don't think it serves as such a good reminder?
Yeah. You know, also,
I
feel like the bedika is only a reminder for bittul. I could just as easily say I'm going to go like sacrifice a cow so I remember it down.
Okay, so I think...
Which is connected also because...
Okay, well, we'll forget the connection, but... but
I really don't like it.
Okay, we'll take the question seriously. And the question which is posed is a serious question, which is, I guess, going back to Daniel's question, which is, how does bedika serve as a reminder for bittul? Like, what's that idea? I think the idea is, sort of, I guess, what's bothering Yudov, is that bedika is an attempt to get out of the problem by Yovai Matze, right? The point of bedika, as we'll develop later, is that you're making a valiant attempt to remove all chametz from Yerushas. So, once you're in the mode of trying to remove all chametz from Yerushas, you're now like in the mode of trying to remove chametz from Yerushas. So now you're going to say, okay, but I know that this isn't foolproof, right? There's a significant loophole associated with bedika, because lotnin ator l'machi ashar is, to borrow a phrase, I mean, I can't, you know, ensure they're going to get everything. So that's once I'm in the mode of trying to rid my rishus of chametz, I'm going to perform the technique, the method of bittul, which is foolproof. So I think that's the idea. So again, it's not just something random, it's that something along the lines of trying to rid your rishus of chametz, i.e. bedika, but because that has, you know, that has a loophole, therefore you have to go for the method of bittul, which doesn't have any loopholes. It's automatic. I think that's the idea. Okay, but again, focusing on the fundamental question at hand about whether bedika is able to neutralize bayo by matzah, it seems very clear from the lashon of Tosfos and Peretz that only bittul is able to neutralize bayo by matzah, not bedika. Bedika, its only value is as a trigger, as a reminder to perform bittul, which is going to be the effective method to neutralize bayo by matzah. Oh, so moving on from Tosfos and Peretz, the second prominent rishon within this camp is the Rambam. Anyone have the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Beis and Hilchos Chametz Matzah? Is very important when the Rambam formulates the Da'oraisa of Tashbisu, actually. And it's actually important that the context is Tashbisu, right? The Rambam basically asks, how can you be Mekayim the Da'oraisa din of Tashbisu? And what is the Rambam's answer according to Ar Girsa? And remember, Elad, do you have it?
Yeah.
So what's his answer? The question is, Mahi Ashpasa Zu Amur B'Torah?
Yishev Atlan.
Right, so what's the answer?
You have to be mevatel.
You have to do bittul. And it's a very important formulation of bittul, which we'll get to later. Basically, he accepts the afra da'ara approach, that bittul is about rendering the chametz, you know, into afar, into dirt. And again, it's a very interesting formulation of the Rambam, but we'll hold off for now. So in short, when the Rambam says, what is the da'oraisa method of mimekayim tashbisu? What's the answer in short?
Bittul.
From here, the Beis Yosef in Tav Lamed Aleph, Tzira Maschol Midaraisa. So the Beis Yosef is Medayik from this Rambam and says, look, the Rambam implies that the only method which works Midaraisa is Bittul. Right? He assumes both for Tashbisu and for Bayar Bayamatze. Says the Beis Yosef, it emerges from Shitas Rambam, that Bedika / Beer, it says, Eino Ikur Min HaTorah, right? There does not have any basis in the Torah at all. All they have are a value midrabanan. Says Beis Yosef, it's clear from this Rambam that the only value to Bedika is Midrabanan. But if you're looking for method, which, for a method which works Midoraisa, Bittel is the only method which is going to work. But if you stop there, what's the... I think a lot asks this in Seder. What's the missing link? Beis Yosef is making an assumption. What's the context of the Rambam?
Tashbisu.
Beis Yosef is saying the fact that the Rambam says that the only method to Mekayim Tashbisu is Bittel, Beis Yosef is inferring from there that similarly the only way to neutralize Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh is also Bittel. But from Halacha Beis, that's not so clear. All you know is that Bittel is the only way to Mekayim Tashbisu. You don't know necessarily that only Bittel can neutralize Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh. But then comes Halacha Gimel. Yosef, do you have it in front of you? No? So if you see Halacha Gimel, Elad, right? This is going to prove, again, the Beis Yosef doesn't point to this necessarily, but if you look at the next Halacha in the Rambam is going to become clear that, in fact, the Beis Yosef is right, that Bedika only has a value in Midrabanan. Because how does he formulate Bedika?
Oh.
So how does the Rambam characterize the value of Bedika?
That's only Midirei Sofrim.
Midirei Sofrim, right? Midirei Sofrim, the Pashtus, in most contexts, and clearly in this context, is right, La'afuke da'araisa, right? Is to say that Bedika only has a value Midirei Sofrim. It only has a value Midirabana. So again, although from Alacha, or from Beis, all you know is about Tashbisu, but from the fact that the Rambam in Beis Gimel goes on to say that Bedika / Beer only has a value Midirei Sofrim, the implication is, like the Beis Yosef points out, that according to the Rambam, the only method which has a chalos midoraisa, both le'inyan tashbisu and le'inyan baal yerah baal yematzeh, is bittel. But bedika and beer, again, does not have any chalos midoraisa, is not affected midoraisa, bein to be mekayim tashbisu, bein to neutralize baal yerah baal yematzeh. So again, both from Tosfos Beinu Peretz and the Rambam, it seems to emerge from both of them, that bedika is not effective in neutralizing Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh. The only way to effectively neutralize Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh is to perform Bittel. But again, what?
At least to
Midrash. Exactly. But the point that they don't spell out is why, right? Why isn't Bedika effective in neutralizing Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh? But the answer, as we mocked him everything with, is obvious. What's the problem with Bedika, Shmuel?
Doesn't get to everything.
Exactly. It doesn't necessarily get to everything. So it says Tosfos Beinu Peretz and the Rambam, the fact that the Bedika will not ensure that your chametz is effectively rid of all chametz, so that dictates that it can't necessarily neutralize Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh, because you don't know after your Bedika and beer that your chametz, that your rishus is effectively rid of chametz. Yeah.
It seems that the Rambam is equating Tashbisu with Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh.
I guess he doesn't, not in Lashon, but you know what emerges.
Yeah.
Okay.
But where?
But not necessarily to. That's a loaded statement to say that Tashbisu and Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh are linked.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say that necessarily from the Rambam, because he doesn't say it. All that's clear from the Rambam is that Bittel, which is Mekayim Tashbisu, is the only thing which neutralizes Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh.
Well, he does say that explicitly.
By implication.
But I'm saying that's a big implication, and I think in order to make that implication, you have to say there's this link between...
Not necessarily. Because you could say that Bittel is Mekayim Tashbisu, because for the Rambam, it effectively destroys the chametz and turns it into dirt. But then it also neutralizes Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh, because you don't have any chametz in your rishus.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the Rambam never indicates that Bedika wouldn't be a valid method of eliminating the concern of Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh.
I'm saying it does by implication, by saying that it's only Medivri Sofrim and Halacha Gimel, he's implying...
Just because the Bedika, maybe Rambam is saying, because he's talking about in context of Tashbisu, that Bedika is only established Midrabanan, it could still be an effective method to eliminate the concern of Baal Yerah Baal Yematzeh.
I'm saying if he thought that Bedika was effective Midoraisa, then it would be strange to characterize it only as a Midrei Sofrim.
It's not about being Mekayim Tashbisu Doraisa. It's just about Mitzias, just eliminating the Chametz from your Rishus. So therefore,
but again, we pointed out, it's not so push that it works, that in Mitzias it does that.
Well, Bediga?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that, but I'm saying the Rambam doesn't indicate otherwise.
I think he does, when, and Beis Yosef does. I mean, when he characterizes and I think we're just going in circles, but I think when the Rambam characterizes Bedika and Bir as Midiri Sofrim, then
bro, I'm just saying, just because as in terms of Tashbisu, it's a method Midiri Sofrim.
I don't think that's just limited to, again, if I don't think it's just Midiri Sofrim on it, meaning I don't think it's just a Midiri Sofrim form of Tashbisu. You're saying it's a different self from form of Tashbisu, but in Echanami it's Daraisa for Balayar
Bai Bonsai? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that all you're required to do is eliminate your Chametz from your shoes. So that could be effectuated through Darabanan means.
We'll agree to disagree on this one. I hear what you're saying. I just think that if the Rambam really felt that Bedika and Bir was effective to neutralize Balayar Bai Bonsai, then you'd find that somewhere in the Rambam, and you don't. I think that's where the basis is coming from. Yeah.
Didn't the Rambam say that as long as you consider it destroyed, it's good enough? So Bedika, if you do have to do the best you can, you consider everything else destroyed, it's going to be good.
Which Rambam are you referring to?
Was the Rambam?
Meaning that said that you have to know about it? Is that
no, that said that as long as you can. Somebody said as long as you consider it gone.
You mean like when like through Bittel? That was Bittel when it says that you view it as.
I don't know what context it was. But saying that if you viewed it as it was gone, then it worked. So according to that, shouldn't Bedika work also? Because if you do the best you can with surgery, then you consider everything else gone.
I guess you have to show me which Rambam you're referring to. The Rambam which sounds most similar to what you're saying is the Bittel Rambam, where he says you view it as if it's afar, as if it's dirt.
So maybe that's what I'm saying.
But presumably you need to do that formal Bittel in order to render it dirt. Like that requires a certain... Yeah?
Also, doesn't Rosh Chester bring down that when the Rambam uses the term Divrei Sofrim, he doesn't necessarily refer to Darabanan, just Tor Shebaalpeh?
Correct. I mean, in certain contexts, yeah, it's clear. In certain contexts, such as by Kesef Kedushin, in certain contexts, it's clear the Rambam refers to Divrei Sofrim as anything which is learned out of any of the Yugimel Midos, such as the Gezeirah Shavah, which is not Mefurish Bikra. But again, that's based on a certain context, and there's none of the Yugimel Midos which be darshan out.
Well,
Bedika, that would be possible.
But maybe it doesn't have to be good Yugimel Midos, but just the Rabbanan establishing.
No, that's not.
No.
That's not. I mean, Divrei Sofrim is. If Divrei Sofrim is Do'oraisa, it's one of the Yigimel Midos. If it's not one of the Yigimel Midos, then he means it as Derabah. This is a broader Rambam issue. But that's. It's either one of those two things. Yeah.
Wouldn't the fact that the Rambam holds of the subjective approach of the idea show. You don't need this proof. The fact that he holds the subjective approach would show that Bedika doesn't help by Rabbi Amatze.
Oh.
Because.
I think you're saying the opposite.
Once you already. Because the only time you over is by idea. So it's only when you find it. And everyone agrees if you only do Bedika, once you know about it again, you deal with Bayer Matze. So what exactly does Bedika do for you in terms of Bayer Matze?
I thought you were saying the opposite. I think Yosef asked this in Seder, is that if you take the subjective approach, then it's easier to justify why Bedika would suffice. Midoraisa. Right? If you think that the loophole of Bedika is that there's going to be chametz in your rishus that you don't find. But if you don't think that you're over by Rabbi Matze for such chametz that you don't know about, you don't see, then it's much easier to say that Bedika is going to work midaraisa, because don't worry about the loophole of there being chametz you don't know about, because you're not going to be over by Rabbi Matze for that chametz. So if anything, the fact that the Rambam holds a v'yidia should dictate that Bedika should work. But the answer to that is the Rambam, the same Rambam who says that all you need is yidia, is the same Rambam who says, but there's a chashash that you originally knew about it, and then you forgot about the chametz. So there, that's why the bedika is going to be a problem. It's because there's a chashash that you originally knew about a certain piece of chametz, so there's yidia on it, but you forgot about it during the bedika, so it's going to be in your rishus, so you're going to violate Bayo Bayo Matze, right, even though you performed the bedika. Do you hear what just happened? You think about it. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to this later when we're analyzing. But generally, if you take the objective approach, it's harder to justify Bedika being the Araisa, because there's more of a chashash that you left chametz in your rishus and you'd be over for it. If you take the subjective approach that you only violate by Rabbi Matze, right, from the Shas Metzia or Shas Re'ia and onwards, it's easier to justify Bedika working because there's less of a loophole. We'll get back to that.
According to the Ravina Peretz, if Bedika is only sort of a way to trigger your to remember to do Bittel, then what's the reason for making a bracha?
Good question. Presumably it's related to the bracha. The bracha of Al Birchametz is on the bedika because the bedika leads to the kima tashbisu.
So in a sense, it's just...
Remember, bedika leads to tashbisu, meaning bedika, the chametz you find, you're going to end up burning.
Right.
The chametz you burn, you're mekayim the asay of tashbisu. So the bracha is going on the kima tashbisu.
The whole process.
Rabbi Yechiel is talking about, from the perspective of Bali Rabbi Matze, bedika doesn't work. But from the perspective
you make another beer again when you burn it the next day.
Correct, you don't make another bracha.
Oh, you don't make a bracha beer?
No.
Oh, okay.
The bracha is on the bedika, which is the beginning of the process, which culminates with the beer on before Shas Isser and Erev Pesach. Yeah, so in short, the answer is the bracha is pertaining to the process of Tashbisu. And Rabbeinu Chiel is focused on the neutralizing by Rabbi Matzai. Okay, I think any other questions? I think we should go a little further just to get moving here. So again, so far in terms of the Rishonim who hold that a bedika does not neutralize by Rabbi Matzai. First we have Rabbeinu Chiel and Tosafot Peretz, and then we had the Rambam as interpreted by the Beis Yosef. Two other Rambam Mefarshim who seem to take this approach that bedika is not effective in neutralizing by Rabbi Matzai is again this partial chazara from the first sugya, is the she'iltos, right? The third shita is the she'iltos. Right? The she'iltos has a very important alternative girsa of Vav Amabez. Anyone remember the remember the Gemara on Vav Amabez? Lashon is Gzira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe. So what's the she'iltos' version of that Gemara? Shema Ika Gluska Yafe. Right? As we pointed out, the pashas of the she'iltos is that, right, we're basically establishing that the reason why habodik tzarek shivata, the reason why you need to do bittel after your bedika is because your bedika has a loophole, right? So it says the she'iltos, right? The reason for bittel is exactly because of this analysis, because shema ika gluska yafet, because the bedika could very well not find all the chametz in your rishus, and the pashas and the she'iltos, therefore you're going to violate by Rabbi Matzah for the chametz which is left in your rishus, even if you don't know about it. So therefore, bedika, again, is not going to be effective in neutralizing by Rabbi Matzah because Shema Ika Gluska Yafe in Yerushas. Is that a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's Yina Shachas Leil about, like? If we care about Shachas.
We'll get back to that. Call them Shachas, and we'll get back to that. Okay. So again, so the Shiltos, who's basically... right, rephrases or paraphrases the Gemara of Shema Ika Gluska Yafe, basically clearly says the reason why you need to do bittel following your bedika is because your bedika is not effective. It's going to leave over chametz in your rishus, which you're going to violate by Rabbi Matzah for, and therefore that's why bedika is ineffective. And similarly, along those lines, you have the tour, right? The tour in a number of places, right? First starting with the tour in Tuf Lama Dalet, right? The tour, as we discussed in this in the first sugya, again in line with the Shiltos, also says that the reason why you need to do bittel following bedika is because bedika might very well leave over chametz in your rishus, which you're not going to find. So again, the tour is explicitly stating that bedika has this serious loophole that it might leave over chametz that you don't end up finding, and you're going to end up violating by your Rabbi Matzei for that. So says the tour, bedika is not going to neutralize by Rabbi Matzei if it can very well leave over chametz, which you're going to end up violating by Matzei for. And the Torah L'shitaso in Taf Laman Aleph, right, clearly states that while bittel neutralizes by Rabbi Matzei, bedika is only midiram banan shelo yavo li'achla. So again, the Torah in two places. Tour first in Taf Lama Dalet, where he says that bedika has this loophole of leaving chametz over, which you're going to violate by Rabbi Matzei for, and then in Taf Lama Aleph Lishitaso, basically says that bedika is only midirabanan, while bittel is the method which works midaraisa to neutralize by Rabbi Matzei. And again, the Beis Yosef in Taf Lama Aleph spells out that not only does it emerge from Shitas Rambam that bedika is only midrabanan, he also is medayik in the tour that bedika only works midrabanan, but that bedika is not going to be effective midaraisa to neutralize bal yira bal matze. So in short, what we just saw is four different mefarshim, right? Tosafot Beinu Peretz, the Rambam, the she'iltos, and the tour, all holding, which seems to be the pashtus, right, the intuitive approach, that bedika is ineffective in neutralizing by Rabbi Matzah because of the distinct possibility of leaving over chametz, which is going to violate by Rabbi Matzah. Any questions on that first group of Rishonim? Okay, good. Before getting to the group of Rishonim who think that bedika is effective in neutralizing by Rabbi Matzah, I'd like to first just point out why I didn't place Tosas and Daf Beis on within that first group of Rishonim. So again, we're going to put Tosas in his own category called unclear. And let's everyone turn to Tosas and Daf Beis. Right, Tosas on Daf Beis is generally, I think, misunderstood. Right, everyone just assumes that Tosas argues in Rashi and holds that Bedika cannot neutralize Bayer by Matze, but if you look carefully at Tosas' question in Rashi, it's not so clear at all. So again, someone want to read Tosas Yosef? Tosas, right? So Tosas, first Tosas in the Masechta, probably one of the most famous Tosas in the Masechta. Go for it. Oh, right. So Shitas Rashi, which we'll get to in just a moment, clearly holds that Bedika can neutralize Bayer by Matze. Pay careful attention to the question that Tosos asks on Rashi. Little hint. If Tosos really held, like the first group of Rishonim, that Bedika is ineffective at neutralizing Bayer by Matze, then the question that Tosos should simply ask in Rashi is, how can you say that Bedika neutralizes Bayer by Matze? It doesn't. That should be the simple answer, right? That's what the Rambam would say. That's what Rabbeinu Yechiel would say. That's what the She'ilta say. That's what the Torah would say. They would say, don't tell me, Rashi, that Bedika neutralizes Bayer by Matze, because it doesn't, because there's a chance that it leaves over Chametz, which is going to violate Bayer by Matze. Let's pay careful attention to the question that Tosos does ask. Okay. So what's Tosos' question?
Since I need bittul, like Gemara says, if you dig and need bittul, and with the rice and bittul, is bittul enough? Then why do I also need to dig?
Oh. Tosos' question, right, if you pay careful attention, is as follows. Once there is a takana of Rav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, on Vav HaDeis, right? Once there's a takana that even if you perform bedika, you need to perform bittul, right? So it says to us, once you have a takana that bittul is going to be performed, and we know from Dalet Amar Beis that bittul is effective in neutralizing Bayer by Matze. Right? The Gemara says, "Midaraisa bebittul ba'al masagilai." Right? So it says to us, if you connect the dots, once you need bittul, and you know that bittul suffices at neutralizing Bayer by Matze, so then says Tosos, bedika is superfluous. You no longer need bedika to neutralize Bayer by Matze, because bittul already solved it. Tosos never says that bedika wouldn't be effective in neutralizing Bayer by Matze. All Tosos is saying is that once you need to perform bittul anyways because of the Gemara on Vav and Beis, and bittul suffices to neutralize Bayer by Matze, so if the only value to bedika was Bayer by Matze, then it's superfluous because you already solved it through the bedika, through the bittul, sorry. So that's why Tosos has to come on to a second, to his answer of what? Yosef outside, what's the reason for Tosos?
Maybe they're going to eat it.
Exactly. So comes Tosos, bedika has an alternative value of preventing a chashash achila. But again, you don't know from Tosfos whether Tosos holds that, okay, but theoretically, let's say pre the takana, is fundamentally, can bedika alone neutralize Bayer by Matze? Unclear. You don't know from Tosos. It's very important, because when people set up the machokas Rashi Tosos, everyone says, Rashi holds, which is true to a certain extent, Rashi holds that bedika neutralized Bayer by Matze, and Tosos holds that it's only Shema Yovel Yochlo, and the assumption everyone makes that, of course, Tosos holds that bedika doesn't neutralize Bayer by Matze, because that's what he rejects in Rashi. The answer is, if you pay careful attention, he doesn't really reject. He doesn't say that Tosas, that Rashi is wrong. He doesn't say that bedika can neutralize Bayer by Matze. He just says, once you're going to need bittul anyways, and bittul is going to be effective in neutralizing Bayer by Matze, you no longer need bedika to do that. So therefore, he needs to just offer an alternative function, an alternative purpose to bedika of Shema Yavaliyahu. But again, Tosas is in this unclear category because we don't know whether Tosas, you know, rejects the ability for bedika to neutralize Bayer by Matze. Yes.
Why did you start by saying that Tosas is unclear, but then set it up in a much way that sounds like it's a after Bayer
Lapach? You're saying it sounds like that it for sure works.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, I guess I was a little too strong. All he says is that once you need bittul, and bittul suffices, what do you need bedika for? So it could be that bedika wasn't effective.
that wouldn't be a strong function
now. You're saying, yeah. But whenever you have a diuk, all I'm saying is that the diuk of he could have asked a different question, it's hard to be machriach things based on that. Meaning, it's enough to say that, you know, there's no raya that he rejects Bal Yerubay Matzei, but it's hard to say that he, because of that, he definitely holds that it is effective in neutralizing Bal Yerubay Matzei. You know what I'm saying?
Also,
but I hear what you're saying. But because of that, it's always hard. It's a little, always a little speculative. Oh, instead of asking that question, you should have asked that question, you know.
But just especially in light of the fact that even according to Rashi, it doesn't necessarily neutralize. I mean, especially according to the Ran's Mahalo. I'm saying, even according to Rashi, like Bedika doesn't necessarily neutralize Bal Yerubay Matzei, especially according to the Ran's Mahalo and Rashi.
Botkin.
Right, but I'm saying that the mitzias, that you won't have any chametz in your house, it won't be over.
No. Meaning, we'll get there right now. I'll just say it right now. So now coming, and you'll answer a question in a second. Okay. So far we had the group before Rishonim who held that Bedika does not neutralize Bal Yerubay Matzei. We just had Tosos who is in the middle ground, that's unclear. And now we're going to see three Rishonim who hold, which I think is a Bechidish, who hold that Bedika can neutralize Bal Yerubay Matzei, right? Despite the possibility of there being chametz left over. So the first Rishon who holds this clearly is Rashi. Yehuda Dov, do the honors. Right, Boltzkin, Tirmaskal Boltzkin.
Boltzkin, Shalo Yavor Alav Bal Yerubay Matzei.
So what does Rashi say? What's the purpose of Bedika?
So you won't come to Yerubay Matzei?
Exactly. So I think it's safe to assume, and I think Rishonim assume this, that if Rashi is to say that Bedika neutralizes Bal Yerubay Matzei, that means that a performance of a proper Bedika is going to neutralize Bal Yerubay Matzei every case. Even if there theoretically is a piece of chametz there, it's still, you do a proper Bedika, that neutralizes Bal Yerubay Matzei. And again, it's going to be clearer from the Ran and Ravina Dovin that that's the case. But it seems right.
It can't be just only in the case
where you happen to find everything.
I'm saying if you say that Bittul has these various insufficiencies that would require Bedika, Rashi is simply saying that we would also require Bedika in order to cover all your bases.
Oh, there's no reference of Bittul here.
No, but I'm saying right. I'm saying we're going to see in the Ran, right? That
don't do Ran.
Okay.
Rashi.
Right, but I'm saying.
Rashi, on a Mishnah, which only mentions Bedika, and there's no reference to Bittul at all.
Right. So
there's
no combination. Right, but I'm just saying what emerges ultimately from that Ran is Bedika has certain advantages Bittul doesn't have.
You're talking about the Ran, I'm talking about
Rashi. I know, but I'm saying Bedika has certain advantages Bittul doesn't have. So therefore, Bedika is a way to ensure that you aren't.
But it suffices, and again, even the Ran agrees with this. It's clear from Rashi that Bedika alone neutralizes the Bal Yerubay
Matzei. I don't think you
and the Ran, the Ran says that also.
Okay, but I think you have to say it.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean, the Mishnah is talking about Bedika.
Yeah.
And Rashi says, Botkin, in order not to violate Bal Yerubay Matzei. That's a self-sufficient Rashi.
It is. Especially in light of the fact that back then they had simpler houses.
No. Sometimes I'm nice, but no, I don't agree. It can't be. What are you talking?
Why is it impossible?
It can't be. Because Rashi says you do Bedika, you don't neutralize Bal Yerubay Matzei.
It's a very effective way of making sure you don't have any chametz in the house.
No. Nope. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You don't.
So if I did a good, if I did Bedika according to Rashi, then I found a Goskiyafa. Is there a problem by Rabbi Matzei?
We'll get to it. No. Meaning, as long as you follow the proper procedures.
I did proper Bedika.
We're gonna get to that next. Right after we document, you know, Rashi, the Ran, or Beit Dovin, we're going to analyze, okay, now according to those we've shown him, how they're going to deal with the case where there was a chametz in Yerushos. We're going to analyze the time period of Mafreya and the time period of Mikan Lava, and we'll get to that. Was that a hand? That's your question? We'll get to that. That's our follow-up. Yeah, Shmuel.
So according to Rashi, in effect, does a proper Bedika sort of act as a Bittul?
Okay. Good. We'll get to that. That's going to be like the end of this video. Good. We're going to get to some svara like that. Very, very important. Hold that thought, and we'll get back to that. Okay, good. Okay, so let's just finish up. So everyone turn to the Ran. I know Yehuda Dov is a Ran, right? So the Ran, again, is defending Rashi from people who are asking on him. And the Ran is going to also clearly establish that Bedika alone, right, just like Bittel alone neutralizes Bayer Leimatze, Ran is going to say that Bedika alone is also effective in neutralizing Bayer Leimatze. So again, there's a lot of Rans here. These are all very, very important. We'll get to, hopefully, most of them over the last, next couple of sugyas. Starting off with Dira Maskel Botkin Esa Chametz, which is, you know, the second Dira Maskel, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph V'Daf Beirah. So again, Botkin Esa Chametz. We can just skip to V'yeh Shlomar. Again, this is right, the beginning is just Tosis is Kasha. And then the Ran answers V'yeh Shlomar. Nir, would you mind reading for us? You have a nose behind there or a regular one that's over here? Towards the top?
Tell me.
See, your muscle Boltkin, it's like halfway down the Yoshlomar? Yeah, exactly. Stop there, okay, very important. What does he say?
So, and there's that from the right of whether you can, either Bedika or Bittel.
Right, each one alone. Would suffice to neutralize Bayer Leimatze. And what are his rayas? He's now going to prove that Bedika works midaraisa. They go for it. Or right, so Gemara asks, right, where's their makor? Right, what's the makor that you need to do Bedika or an air with fire? And the Gemara brings Pesukim. So whenever you have makor from a pasuk. Says the Ran. Okay. This is a big chiddush that this raya, because most Rishonim just say what to this raya? It's an asmachta bam. But again, the Ran interestingly thinks that these are really drushos gemuros. And everybody says, look, there's a drusha in the context of Bedika. Whenever you have psukim being magdir a din, that tells you the din in hand is daraisa. So the Ran assumes that those are drushos gemuros. Again, most Rishonim neutralize this raya and say these are just asmachtas. Okay, but either way.
So anybody who did like a full blood Bedika doesn't have to
do Bittel, right? So again, Bedika again clearly suffices on its own. Hilkach. Right, so therefore says the Ran, therefore Rashi makes tons of sense. For Rashi to say that we're both Kadesha lo Yam or Valyara by Matzah, it makes sense because yes. Rashi is correct. Bedika suffices on its own to neutralize Bayer Leimatze in all cases. Yeah.
So the only thing that the Chachamim said that you have to do Bittel after Bedika is that it's only from the
right. Right. Basically, he's saying the whole Gemara on Vav and Beis of Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa, that's only a Chashash Tirabanan. Basically, he's saying again, he doesn't actually quote the Lashon, but Rava's actual Lashon says, Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe. So the Ran, coming off of that, presumably, says, yeah, Abodek Sarach Shevatel, the need for Bittel is only because of Gzeira Drabanan. Implication being that Mida Oraisa, the original Bedika, sufficed to neutralize Bayra Bayamatze. Clear as day. Again, so again, you have Rashi who says the Bedika suffices, and you're going to have, now you have the Ran. Again, and it's going to come clear in the later Ran that the Bedika is going to neutralize Bayer Leimatze, even in the situation where you end up finding Chametz. Yeah.
Can Rashi and Ran so agree to Tosos that now that you have Bittel, anyways, and you need to Bittel, that Bedika now is just really Shema Asimotha?
Yeah, he's going to say something like that later. Yeah, that in the case where you do Bittel first, yeah, 100%. All the Ran is trying to say, which is sort of the point we're making before in Tosos, is that just because Lamaisa, you know, you're gonna end up having to do Bittel, it doesn't take away from the fact that Mida Oraisa Bedika, you know, could be effective, but 100%. And you're gonna see later on in Dira Maskel Elakahu, the Ran is going to spell out, you know. If you already did Bittel, what are the durable reasons to do Bedika afterwards? Yeah,
sorry.
What?
The Ran is before that Tosfos had those.
Meaning that he understood Tosfos is asking. Yeah, the implication of the Ran is that he thinks that, 100%, this is sort of getting back to Ephraim's point, right? The Ran, along with most people, understood Tosfos' kasha as arguing with Rashi and saying that Bedika can't be effective, right? So, because Ran comes along and defends Rashi and says, what are you talking about? Bedika does work midaraisa, 100%. But it's just interesting that if you look at the question of Tosas, he doesn't really say that. That's just the har. Any other hands? Okay. So the last of the Rishonim who really explicitly state that Bedika suffices midaraisa is Rabbeinu David. You don't have Rabbeinu David, or at least the photocopies of it. So there are two Rabbeinu Davids, crucial Rabbeinu Davids, who really spell this out in a really amazing Lashonos. First one is on Beis Amud Aleph. Again, in this version, right, the classic version, the Chon Yerushalayim version, it's on Amud Gimel. Here, anyone have it? Ephraim, do you have it?
Yeah.
You see, starting with El Shema.
Yeah,
yeah, if you don't mind.
So El Shema, she goes around Igor Abedika, she in Elam Yitam, Zeh, Elam Yishem Ba Yerabai. So there's this thing that they said that the Abedika
is only for like Durabunim purposes.
It's not so clear. It's just slow and clear. If you can tell me that you're only Yotze with Bitol, because you're telling me that Bedika is fundamentally ineffective.
Flawed, right. Mm-hmm. The reason why I love this Rabbeinu David, because he spells out the whole analysis. He gives you the Havamina and Maskana. Right, the Havamina, the tzad to say that Bedika wouldn't neutralize Bayer Vayamatze, is because of the Efsharus, right? She'efshar shalo yivdok yafi yafi. Because of the possibility that you didn't do an effective Bedika, and it didn't catch everything. He says, Zevade eno. Right, despite, right, it's very important for you, Yudhidov, right? Despite the fact that there's a possibility that you didn't find everything, he's still going to say that Bedika is effective.
This is definitely impossible. After you do whatever you're basically able to do, that takes you out by your matzei. Because Torah is not given to machashars to do impossible things.
We'll stop there for now. So says Rabbeinu David, and we're going to have to come back to this line. What does that mean? But it's clear from the Rabbeinu David that Bedika, as long as you do an effective Bedika, which means you check all the Mekomos Regilin Bochametz, right? As long as you do that, and you do a Bedika, Kfi Kocho, that's going to neutralize Bayer Vayamatze. We're going to have to explain how, and why, and what's the factor Shalonin, the Torah L'Malchi Hashar is that just a Ptur Onis, or is it more than that? But again, it's very clear from Rabbeinu David that Bedika is effective and neutralized by Matzeh, despite the possibility that you're going to end up leaving over Chametz. So again, Rabbeinu David, not only on Beis Amud Aleph, says this, he also says this on Vav and Beis. Anyone else have the Rabbeinu David here? This is, again, Daf Vav and Beis, Dir Masvot Gzeir Hashem Yimsod Gluska Yafa. And he basically has the same type of analysis. Sorry, anyone have it? Anyone else have it? Yosef, your mind? Start at the beginning. Oh, sorry. Which, are you on Daf Lamed Vav? Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see me, Kevan Shamru?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, you have a different one? Anyone see it from... Say, anyone else have it, or... You have it? Okay, go for it. Mikevan?
So Mikevan Sha'amu Lamala, Mali Mishim Peruin. Since we said that it was just for Peruin, Pasha Husha.
Right, I mean, the only problem associated with the Bedika was the Peruin.
The Pasha Hu.
She'i after they changed it to.
Yes, Pasha Hu after she had Tama Vitam Mipne Shachoshin Ala Bedika. So it's clear that the problem is not that we're worried about the Bedika being a poor job. Because then we'd have to worry about everything, not just Peruin.
Why is the Gemara only focusing on Peruin? Should be focusing on Chatichas Gedolos. Right? She'efshar,
right? Because
it's possible that they didn't catch everything. So this is the key.
Oh,
right? After Shabadak Vikocho, as long as he did a proper Bedika, Yotze Yidei Chobasa, his Yotze is Chiyuv, and in context, which means it neutralizes Bayo Bayamatze, Exactly. So very clear from Rabbeinu David, as it was clear from the Ran, as it was clear from Rashi, that Bedika is effective in neutralizing Bali Bali Matzeh, despite the fact that it leaves open the possibility of the Ilat Chametz. And we're going to have to now analyze, according to these three Rishonim, that's what we're going to be discussing right the next couple Shirim. So how do they account for this loophole? There is a significant possibility, there's a piece of Chametz in his Rishus. So you have two time zones that you have to worry about. The time, we call it the Vumafreya time, the time before you found it, since the beginning of Pesach, and then the time after you find it. So how will these Rishonim deal with those time zones, right? And how do they think that Bedika is effective in neutralized value by Matzeh despite this potential loophole? Yehuda, and Yehudov, and then Ziv, and then Avi. Yehudov?
Well, since Bayur Bayi Matzeh is just a din in the end mitzias.
Are you trying to answer the question?
Well, no, I'm just being dyke in Rabbeinu David's lashon. That the fact that he said Yatsa Yidei Chiyuv, that implies Tashbisu, not because Bayur Bayi Matzeh isn't a Chiyuv, like to do something for it.
Okay. Should I read the Daf Beis one again? Shehabedika Motziyasa Mide Isser Bal Yira Bal Yamatzeh.
No, I'm saying it might do both, but I'm saying he's clearly making a connection.
Possibly, possibly not. Well, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. The Rabbeinu David, all Rabbeinu David really is saying is as long as you yotze your chiyuv of bedika, as long as you do a proper bedika.
But why would there be a chiyuv of bedika independent of tashbis?
That's a separate question. The issue at hand is why a proper bedika neutralizes by Rabbi Matzeh. You're assuming it's because of the kiyum of tashbis.
Well,
you're right in certain mefarshim, such as the Ran. I'm not sure you're right in the Rabbeinu David, but we'll get to that. That's what we'll get to in later. We'll get to that. But you're right that a potential way that Bedika would neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh is by being Makayim Tashbisu, based on the intrinsic link between the Asay of Tashbisu and the Lavan by Rabbi Matzeh.
I just don't see why there would be a Chiyuv independent of Tashbisu, because by Rabbi Matzeh isn't a din in doing anything.
Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll get back. There'll be alternatives also. Yeah.
I don't fully understand the reading that was derived from Peirurim, because the other Rishonim aren't saying for Choshesh that he didn't do a good bedika.
Well,
they were saying that for Choshesh he didn't for Choshesh because he can't find everything. So I'm not going to find little pieces. He goes gedolos all around the house, to use his lashon, because I'm not that bad. But I'm going to find a piece of cake, maybe one or two pieces of cake. Small piece of cake left in my house, but it's not like I'm going to find.
And Rabbeinu David's diuk is if we're really worried that Bedika can't neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh because of the possibility that it leaves over pieces of Chametz, so Rabbeinu David's saying the Gemara should just simply say that the reason why you need Bittel following Bedika is because of the possibility that you left pieces of Chametz in the Rishus. And he says, don't tell me that Hagufa is the Pshat and Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh, like the She'iltos in the Tur. Because he says, oh, then why would a Dafka be Shema Yimsa? And why, and then what next line of the Gemara, which says, V'chim Mishkach is like the Batlay, why is everything focused on Mikano Abba? So again, he says, don't tell me like the She'iltos in the Tur that Hagufa is the answer of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh, because he doesn't like that, because of Adukim. So Rabbeinu David is basically saying, if the loophole of Bedika, the reason why Bedika didn't neutralize Bayer by Matzeh is because of the possibility that what Chametz around, then the Gemara should have said that, which it doesn't, according to Rabbeinu David. That's what it would say. See?
Answer.
Okay, that's good.
So what would be a proper Bedika?
The Bedika as defined by the Mishnah. If you do a Bedika in the Mekomos Shirgilim Bo Chametz, the Mekomos in your house that you generally bring Chametz in, so there's a chazaka that you found all the chametz in your rishus. We rely on that chazaka.
So you mean as long as you're somewhat rigorous?
Yeah, as long as you're, you do your best. Again, it's hard to exactly define it. As long as you, rigorously, look in the places where chametz is generally brought, so then you're yotzei, you're chiyuv bedika, and we're not worried that, number one, there's a chametz in a makom which generally you don't bring chametz into, and you're not worried that you didn't catch chametz in those places you did the bedika. Any other questions? I guess we'll stop here, and then we'll move on to the next part on Sunday night.